much consideration did you give to it?
Well, as always, when calls are made, you kind of go through, and we kind of had a predisposed plan there and just what we valued. And again, our excitement that Juwan was there. He's a targeted player that we really feel like was going to help us. And he fit all the criteria, and so we're excited to take him. Obviously, with throughout the draft, you're always taking into account all kinds of different scenarios and just weighing them according to how you feel, you know, how you feel about the player and how you feel about trading back. And obviously, we felt good about the player. We were excited to add him to our team.
Dennis, how eager were you to get an offensive line
in the first draft? You know, again, going back to it, we were eager to get players, you know, that we had targeted. And definitely Juwan was one of those players. Obviously, he's an offensive lineman, and we're excited to add him to the mix that we have. I know Ryan, again, is excited about having, you know, another offensive tackle, a quality offensive tackle with 36-inch arms that can really pass protect. And it's a talented athlete and all the things that Juwan brings to the table. That's always like when you're talking about trading, you take into account, you know, what may happen, and you have reconnaissance, so you know what other teams, you know, have visited, worked out, all those things. So you take that into account. But again, it goes back to the individual player for us. We're excited. We still feel like there's a lot of good players on the board, and we're just actually in between just coming down here. We're looking at the board and just kind of mapping out, you know, where we're at now, the players that have been selected and the players are still available, and we think there's going to be a lot of good options for tomorrow.
Okay. Any questions, guys?
I think when you started about when Bill came in, we got together as an offensive staff and everybody sat down and we talked about, you know, position specifics, and we put together different traits that we were looking for, both from a size perspective and arm length. And I think the one thing that we all felt after watching the tape, and I think it's the number one job that an offensive tackle in the National Football League has to get done on a consistent basis, is we felt like he has the ability to pass block one-on-one against defensive ends. And that's probably the first thing that really stuck out on us. We felt he was a good scheme fit in the offense. But I would say that's the number one thing that jumped out. Well, we've been working hard at it. I mean, we've had the guys that have been partaking in the off-season program have done an excellent job so far. You know, we have roughly 6 weeks left of the off-season program still. We have, you know, opportunities to accomplish an awful lot in training camp. So we just got to get, you know, when we get the 90 guys into the building, we'll start working with each and every one of them and see how it fits together. Well, as you know, Omar, I mean, he got reps at both positions last year, and he made a lot of progress. He's stronger than he was. He's been one of the guys. He's been in here since February, basically working out, working hard, doing a good job on the field. So, you know, he's a guy that gives us some flexibility, and we're going to get a plan in place for him. You know, at the end of the weekend, when we reconvene, we'll, you know, give a spot for him and let him go to work. Well, we've been working at it for a long time. I mean, Dennis and his staff, we sent John Benton to Knoxville to the workout. We brought him in for an interview. We all saw him at the combine. We met with him at the combine. We spent a lot of time. We watched a lot of tape. You know, I don't know if there was any great revelation, but I think we all felt good about his fit here, his, you know, his ability to fit within the scheme. We thought he'd be a good fit culturally. He's a good person, smart kid, and you know, the more we did, the more we liked.
You're looking for a right tackle. Does it help that he spent his whole career at right tackle? Was that a consideration given to that?
It was part of it, certainly. I mean, we liked his durability, Omar. We liked the fact that he played 49 games in one of the best conferences in the country and performed and got better as his career went on. So it certainly didn't hurt him, I will say that for sure.
You talked about his pass blocking ability. Mm-hmm.
We really like the way we think he has very good body balance and control. We like the way he can step right or left. I know that sounds like an elementary thing, but when you evaluate a lot of linemen coming out, some guys really struggle moving one direction or the other. And we felt this guy's a very, very good athlete. He has good quickness off the football. He had good pictures on the second level blocking. So I think he's going to do fine in the run game as well. But I think probably the first thing that jumps out, we felt, was his pass protection ability. And I think when you're playing offensive tackle, the way it is today in the National Football League, the way people move around, defensive ends, that is, your right tackle has to be able to pass protect as well.
We'll take a couple more.
How much better do you think Ryan can be with a quality offensive line?
Well, again, the passing game starts with pass protection. I don't care if you're taking a 3-step drop, a 5-step, 7-step, doesn't matter. You have to have the pass protection has to be there. It's the foundation of the passing game. And, so the better your pass protection, my history has been in any level of football, your quarterback has a chance to make better decisions and throw the ball with more accuracy when he has more time.